With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
And now, for fans around the world, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England!
It was super necessary.
Wow. Can you hear me okay, mate?
Ah, there we go. Yep.
Yeah. No, perfect. Perfect. Got there in the end.
Right.
How are you doing anyway? You okay?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. I'm good. Right, let's jump right into it. So for anybody just tuning in, I am joined today by Combat Fight Series CEO, Rory Crawford. So we're going to talk about sort of CFS, its growth, and just what's to come, basically. So jump right into it for you. So CFS had its first show back in 2019, just sort of, yeah, and it's gone from strength to strength since then. But what was behind the decision to start CFS?
Yeah, for me, it was when I stopped competing, really. I had a little bit of a void there. Obviously, I was training and competing full time, so I had a lot of time on my hands. And but it's something I was always interested in. I'd always been interested in how shows run when I was competing on them. So I think it was something I was always going to test out. I didn't think it would get me to where it is now, if I'm being honest. But yeah, we took, you know, took the first show on back in, I think it was 2019, like you said, or 2018, just towards the end of then. And it just pretty much snowballed. I thought, right, I got the same sort of buzz out of the promoting that I did when I was fighting. So yeah, I stuck with it, and the rest is history, really.
Yeah. Did you think it was possible to get that buzz from anything other than fighting?
No, not really. It's a different sort of buzz and adrenaline. It's obviously completely different from fighting, but I'll get that sort of, you know, when I match a fight and it goes through and the fight sort of met its expectations, that gives me a similar sort of buzz. And got the same sort of passion for promoting as I did when I was fighting. So I just thought, right, well, this is something that I can be in for the long run then. You know, I had to test it out, obviously, with the first few shows, because it's not an easy industry to be in. It's, you know, there's a lot to it, but yeah, I loved it, really, and I still do. So that's the reason I think we are where we are.
Yeah. Was it an eye-opening experience at the beginning?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, they're not easy shows. Other promoters would tell you the same thing. They're not easy. There's a lot that can go wrong. And I said this the other day, you've got to be a bit of a problem solver, really, as a promoter, because there's problems all the time. Some shows run smoother than others, obviously, but yes, it was an eye opener. But I know what I knew what I let myself in for. You know, a few of my friends were promoters and sort of gave me a little bit of background on what to expect. So I knew a little bit, but yeah, you need to get in there and do it and experience it, I think, to really understand what it's about.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, it's still a promotion in its infancy in a way. You know, it's only just coming up to sort of 5 years of being active. How happy are you with the growth of CFS in that time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased with it, and I'm sort of proud of what I've done. But I'm never happy, and that's just me as a person. I think that keeps me motivated. So we can do a show, someone can tell me how great the show was, but I always find something that wasn't, you know. So I don't see that as a bad thing. Like I said, it keeps me motivated. So yeah, proud and happy to a certain extent, I suppose, but there's always more to come, I think, and you can always do a little bit better and add to it. So like I said, it's still fairly young. I mean, I think we're sort of 20, 21 shows in now. So we've crammed in a lot for that space of time, but consider myself young still as a promotion, and there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, and I think that's just the fighter in you, isn't it? You know, you say you're not always, you're never going to be 100% happy with it. You know, you're there fighters all the time saying they're never going to be 100% happy with the performance, no matter how good they looked or how good it went, things like that. So, is that just something you've taken from your fight career?
Yeah, I mean, I've just, exactly as what you just said there. Even when I was fighting, I could have won in the first round. I'd still not be happy. There'd be something that I could find. So I think, yeah, that's probably a competitive sort of nature. But yeah, I think I've always been like that, even when I was a kid, really. But I know, you know, a lot of fighters are the same. You know, they're never really happy with their performance. And obviously, I coach a lot of fighters, and sometimes I, you know, tell them how well they've done, and they're always find something. So yeah, it might be a fighter thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got some big plans for this year with CFS. Obviously you've got the Hitman Fight League versus CFS, second show of that on April 13th. How much are you looking forward to that show?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, the first one was a tester, really, to see if we could do it. It was the first show to collaborate under Thai Boxing and K1 that I know of, to go head to head with another show. And yeah, it just worked. You know, something clicked, and we all bring different things to the table. And we managed to put on a great show, November. So we decided to go again. I mean, April. I mean, we haven't released everything yet, but it's going to be a massive show again.
Yeah, and it's like you say, you don't see anything like this in the UK especially. So to be able to bring two of sort of the, you know, bigger promotions in the fields together is a great thing. How did the collaboration come about?
Obviously, I know the guys through the years of just competing myself, really. I mean, I know Simon Jays very well, know his son Evan. We also train at the same gym when I was competing. And then Andy and Liam obviously been around the sport for years and years, and sort of knew of each other. So really, it was Simon I had the close connection with. I've known him for a long time. And yeah, just started with a chat, really, and swinging a few ideas, and a WhatsApp group was made. And before you know it, we're, you know, slinging back and forth ideas, and the excitement starts to build up, and that's where it started, really. And it got us to a great show in November.
Yeah, was it kind of one of them things where the idea gets put out and you're not really expecting anything to happen, and then all of a sudden it's just sort of happening?
Well, you don't, I mean, everyone's a different character, so you don't know if it's going to work. People, you know, you've all got your different opinions, but we all share something in common, which is the most important thing, in my opinion, which is just passion. And wanting to see the sport grow. With those things, you can work around a few disagreements, and everyone's got their own opinions on different things and matters, but we're all really passionate, and we all want to see the sport grow. So that for us was the main thing, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, Hitman Fight League, they've had their Road to One shows, and obviously through Liam, they've been working with One the last sort of few months and things like that. Is that something you're hoping CFS can go down the route of in the future?
I think I'm just concentrating on us at the moment. Anything like that in the future, if it was to happen, great. But those guys are doing great at the moment with what they're doing, and I think I'm just concentrating on the show more than anything.
How much of a test is it for your guys on who fight on your shows to go up against the guys on you know that they've got on their roster?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of structure it where I think last show we had six of our fighters against six of theirs, and we've got roughly the same on the April one. So, yeah, I mean, look, you know, it is what it is. It's when you match those fights, a lot of them are 50-50 fights anyway. So they're all really evenly matched. So you don't really know, anything can happen, and just depends on the fight, really. We've released two of the fights so far for teams. I mean, the top one would be the Andy Turtland versus Luke Whelan. And that's a bit of a grudge match. It's a rematch. And those two guys really don't like each other, and they're going back and forth. So that's a really interesting one. So Those sort of fights that are pretty much 50-50, you can never tell until the day. There was a few shocks and upsets on the last CFS versus Hitman, so you never really know.
So another thing I noticed on CFS's page on Instagram, obviously the announcement of the UK versus Thailand in Muay Thai and then UK versus Holland in kickboxing that are going to be happening this year. How are the plans for those shows going?
Yeah, good. I mean, we're going to use Mike's gym for Holland, which, in my opinion, are the best kickboxing gym, for sure. So yeah, we've got that set up for September, which will be at the Bournemouth O2 Academy. So we're looking at about five or six UK against, obviously the same for Holland, and we've got a few of them matchups in place already, and the same for Thailand. We've got that booked for November, so yeah, we've sort of got a rough idea of who we want and who's going to fight. So all will be released in due time.
Yeah, obviously those two countries, they're very well known for Muay Thai and kickboxing respectively. How, again, like how big of a test is it for, for those who end up on the cards to be fighting people who it's sort of, you could say it's sort of in their blood in a way.
Well, I mean, how badly do you want it as a fighter, really? So if you want to test yourself, then you've got to go up against these sort of people. So I think the actual reverse of that, really, we've had a lot of people jumping out and asking for the opportunities, which is great to see. I love it when fighters want to test themselves and put themselves forward. So yeah, we've had well, we had really good response from those two cards. But yeah, I mean, especially a lot of the guys in the UK, there's some real talent at the moment, and I'd put them up there in the same level as some of the ties at the moment. If you look at UK Thai boxing at the moment, it's absolutely thriving. And if you look at some of the results we're getting on one championship, the UK guys are doing great at the moment. So yeah, I feel like it's the right time to do it. I don't think we've had a UK versus Thailand for a long time, so it was a good time to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think just combat sport in the UK in general, I think is thriving at the moment. I think it's probably in the best place it's ever been. So, for you to be able to put on a show, to put on two shows of that magnitude and that sort of importance, I think is just going to do wonders for the scene.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. It's UK scene in general and combat sports, I just think it's just evolving all the time. It's getting better and better for the UK guys. It's you're seeing more people in the gyms, more shows going on. So it's thriving at the moment. So I think now, it's a good time to put it to the test and put these sort of shows on.
Yeah. When you're sort of, matching and putting on these shows, what are some of the biggest sort of challenges you've had to overcome in since you've been doing it?
About challenges, I mean, if you look at, I mean, a lot of the sort of top guys are will be signed to one championship now, so it makes you work a little bit harder, I think, in trying to bring up the next, big thing to come out the UK. So it makes you work a little bit harder, but I don't see that as a bad thing. But there's always, problems when you're matchmaking. Fights can pull out, and then you've got to have, people on that you could think could be a good standby fight and a bit of a good phone book, really, more than anything. But there's always a few problems. But I would definitely say at the moment, where the UK scene's thriving at the moment, the amount of fighters we get through is great. It's so many gyms that support us regularly, which is great. But yeah, a lot of, there's just so many fighters at the moment, which is fantastic to see. If you go back sort of 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't at the sort of numbers that we're seeing now. It's really grown.
Yeah, definitely. Is there have you got obviously I know you've had CFS boxing in the past. Is there any plans to add a MMA branch to CFS in the future, maybe?
I think at the moment it's just concentrating on what we're doing. My passion has always been with Thai boxing and K1, so that's where we're at the moment. But in the future, who knows? Who knows?
And any plans for CFS boxing to make it a turn, or is that done for the
No,
time being?
that's actually nothing to do with me.
Oh, is it not?
So that's separate. So yeah, I don't really know what's happening in that. But just for us, the Thai boxing and K1, that's all we're sort of concentrating on at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough. So obviously you mentioned before, you're the coach at the Combat Academy as well. How good's the team in there at the moment?
Yeah, got some good fighters coming through. Few people that you'll see regularly on CFS, like Tom Kirk. He's probably the man at the moment. You know, he's 8-0 undefeated as a pro, and he's fighting very regularly. So he's one to watch at the moment. He'll be on the April card, and if he had it his way on every single card, he would fight every Saturday. So yeah, he's a good one to watch, but. They've got a good boxing team there. They've got jiu-jitsu guys down there. So it's busy down there. It's good, you know.
Yeah. What's the most enjoyable part of being a coach for you?
I just think seeing the guys progress really, as a coach, it's weird. You get I'll get more nervous when I corner someone than I did when I was fighting. But I think that's quite normal with a lot of coaches because it's sort of out of your control really once they get in. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we've got some good fighters coming through, and just seeing them, I like taking a guy from sort of N class level and then bringing him up through C class, B class, A class, and seeing that evolution. Sometimes that's a bit more rewarding than sort of taking someone that's sort of already established. I quite like seeing the growth in a fighter. So yeah, there's a lot of rewards from coaching. You know, I love coaching. I don't get to do it as much now because of obviously the promoting. So I'm limited to how much I coach, but I've still got a few of the fighters that fight on the shows. I'm just at a stage now where I have to put a lot more time into the shows where we're just doing so many.
Yeah. So, like for this year, then obviously you've got the two, you've got Fight League versus CFS, and then you've got the Thailand and the Holland shows. How many more shows on top of those three are you looking to do this year?
So our schedule at the moment, we've got eight shows.
Right.
So we do a road to CFS. We've got one at York Hall. We've got the CFS versus Hitman. We've got Bournemouth O2 Academy that we use twice a year. So yeah, we've got eight shows, which is a lot. It's a lot for a UK show to put on. I think last year we done six or seven, so it's an extra couple from last year. So it's pretty much a full-time job, you know. I think. Some people might not realize it, but it's a full-time job. You don't just sort of get there on the Saturday and everything's set up, ready to go. It's just the weeks and weeks and months, endless, you know, phone calls and setting up and all the other bits of headache that come with it. So yeah, it's pretty full on this year.
Yeah. Are you planning on bringing any shows further up north in the future? Like, obviously up the north we have got some great fighters in Thai boxing and kickboxing as well. Like it, there's some opportunities up here as well, but any plans for bringing a show up north?
Not at the moment, not at the moment, but there's some great talent up north. We've had a lot of fights from up north come down and compete on the show. So, I think there's some good shows up there at the moment and they're doing well. So yeah, we're just sort of staying around our area at the moment, around the London area.
No, sounds good. But that was everything I had for you. Just wanted to end with sort of what your sort of hopes are for the year with CFS. What it, if you look back in December, what would constitute a successful year for you?
I think it's just to keep growing and keeping the ideas coming. I always try and come up with different things. I didn't want to just sort of put on a show and then that's it. I wanted to come up with different ideas, the collaborations, the getting the UK versus Holland and Thailand shows. And I've got loads of little like, my brain's always ticking. It just never switches off. So, I'll be. You know, doing one show and then I'm already thinking about the next one after that, the one after that. So my brain's always ticking, looking for different things. So I just want to keep pushing the boundaries and coming up with new exciting stuff where people want to come and watch it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rory, thank you very much for your time. I know, as you said, it's a full-time job, so I know you're a busy man. So really appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat. And I wish you and CFS nothing but success.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, mate.
I love it!
It was super necessary.
Yeah! just go now.